Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
F&P, they're a good news story, aren't they?
They are. I was going to say, actually, let's start with the good stuff this morning, but I think it's all good stuff
this morning.
I think it's all positive stuff. Anyway, yeah, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, one of the biggest individual components on the NZX 50, so it can be a key contributor or detractor from a portfolio performance. So if you own it and it's going well, your portfolio will align to the market and vice versa and all the other combinations of that. And I think it's also sometimes under-recognised as one of our most, you know, successful New Zealand companies. If you think about the global penetration in the areas they operate in, you know, obstructive sleep apnea, it's a rock star. Anyway, share price had a good pop yesterday. It was up $1.43, which is just under a 4% lift. And the share price has been quite volatile in the last couple of weeks, which has contributed quite significantly to overall market volatility. It's now pushing back up towards the $40 range, which will lift the spirits of shareholders. That pop high yesterday followed renewed guidance to the NZX relating to revenue and profit. So in November, the company advised the stock exchange that operating revenue would be in a range of 2.17 to 2.27 billion. As a bit of an aside, that does give you an idea of the scale, doesn't it, of the business? They're over $2 billion of revenue. That would have translated into net profit after tax of 410 to 460 million. They have revised that outlook and now expect operating revenue of 2.3 billion, so above it, which will generate net profit after tax of 460 to 470 million, right at the top of the previous range and possibly above the upper end of that previous range. So definitely a positive announcement. But also, Mike, there's evidence here of this kind of what you've just referred to, this chaotic aftermath that we're in of the Supreme Court announcement on the legality of Trump administration tariffs and sort of what happens now. And Fisher & Paykel Healthcare actually referred to this. They say this guidance does not incorporate any potential refund of US tariffs paid to date during the 2026 financial year. There's a whole lot of uncertainties as to what happens now. It's a bit of a tangled web. And as I said, this is a global problem. It's symptomatic of just conversations we've been having all over the world. The basis of this upgrade, continued good growth in their full range of hospital products. So great announcement, and very, very quickly, some great numbers. I haven't got time to talk about in detail. Tourism Holdings, THL, great numbers yesterday. Exactly. Share price up over 10%.
Good stuff. Retail trade. What I like about this is the word discretionary. We're buying fun stuff.
We are. Now, so I've been updating you over the last couple of weeks with early indications of strength of retail spending in early 2026, so the January numbers. So the retail trade data released yesterday by Stats New Zealand for the final quarter of 2025, you know, it's a little bit dated, but it's important nonetheless. So it's official retail trade data. What have we got? It's promising. So, you know, we'd like to see economic confidence reflected in stronger retail spending, wouldn't we, Mike? But without it being sort of wanton and overly frothy. So we want Goldilocks retail spending, not too hot, not too cold. It is moving in that general direction, so a continuation of improving fortunes for retail spending. Outcome for that last quarter of last year was better than the market was expecting. 0.9% rise in volume of goods sold versus 0.6% expectation. Annual growth running at 4.4%. And yeah, you're dead right. A couple of nice things about this number. It was a broad-based increase, so it was across most sectors and most regions. And the spend was the makeup of the spend was great as well. So really good to see durable spending going up and discretionary spending lifting as well. So all in all, a good announcement.
Nicola's with us after 7 o'clock, so she's on the hook for a couple of $100 million. I'm assuming there's plenty of dough out there for Genesis.
Well, there would appear to be, because this follows hot on the heels, doesn't it, of Contact Energy tapping the funding market for more capital. So, yeah, Genesis looking for another $400 million. Slightly different context, as has been widely reported over the last 24 hours. Genesis is partly owned by the Crown, the government, so it's the catalyst for effectively what is now a call on the Crown for $200 million, because the Crown has said it will retain its current majority ownership. So it's going to use the funds, reduce a bit of debt, but allow them to accelerate those growth opportunities. Renewable generation keeps coming up in these conversations, doesn't it, Mike? And also they've, Genesis have got the issue of trying to reduce the amount of coal and gas they're burning to keep the lights on. Lots of focus in both of these announcements on solar around New Zealand as well, Mike. And actually, I'm down the bay plenty. I drove through Edgecombe yesterday, and they're going to have a solar farm.
Good stuff. There's a lot of it in the middle of the North Island, I can tell you that for nothing. What are the numbers?
So, yeah, US markets are actually looking a bit soft. They reacted positively to that tariff announcement, but now they've switched around the other way and gone negative. So the Dow Jones, 48,864. It's down 760 points under the 49,000 mark, 1.5% fall. The NASDAQ, 22,617. That's down 270 points, just over 1%. The S&P 500, 6837, also down just under 1%. FTSE 100, small fall yesterday, 2 points, 10,684. The Nikkei dropped just over 1%, 56825. The Shanghai Composite still closed. It will be trading tomorrow. The ASX 200, 9026, down 55 points, 0.61%. As I said yesterday, the NZX 50 reacting, being lifted by tourism holdings and healthcare, 13,420, up 112 points, 0.84%. Kiwi dollar, 0.5967 against the US. Against the Aussie, Mike, 0.8447. We are now at 13-year lows against the Australian dollar. 0.5055 against the euro, 0.4416 pound, 92.10 Japanese yen. Gold is lifted. Global uncertainty, $5,214, and Brent crude, $71.74.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shure and Partners.